Election Night LiveWire Judgment Day for Democrats as Americans Vote in Midterm Elections. By Matthew Boyle on November 8, 2022. Las Vegas, Nevada, Americans in all 50 states vote on Tuesday to render judgment on Democrat President Joe Biden and the Democrat majorities in both chambers of the U.S. Congress, as well as in key governor and other state-level elections coast to coast. Results will start streaming in around 7 p.m. ET when the first states back east see the polls close, and then throughout the evening. Republicans have a shot at the U.S. House and U.S. Senate majorities, and have a chance to flip several governors' mansions like here in Nevada, in Michigan, in New York, and many other states nationwide. With the future of the nation on the line, the balance of power in America rests in the hands of voters nationwide on Tuesday, and Breitbart News will bring you the latest information as soon as it is available. Follow along here for live results and analysis when the polls close. 4:37 a.m. ET. With an estimated 80% of the vote counted in Nevada, Adam Laxalt's lead has expanded to 22,000 votes and 2.7 percentage points over Catherine Cortez Masto. 4:32 a.m. ET. Representative Elissa Slotkin, a Democrat, defeats Republican Tom Barrett to keep her seat in MI-7. 4:10 a.m. ET. Updates on several close or tightening races. Kelly 52.4%, Masters 45.4%, 66% reporting. Kelly's lead is currently 118,004 votes. Laxalt 48.6%, Cortez Masto 48.5%, 74% reporting. Laxalt's lead is currently 615 votes. Hobbs 51.3%, Lake 48.7%, 65% reporting. Hobbs' lead is currently 43,489 votes. CO3, Frisch 50.8%, Boebert 49.1%, 88% reporting. Frisch's lead is currently 4,935 votes. 3:47 a.m. ET. Alaska Republican U.S. Senate candidate Kelly Chipica expressed confidence as results continued to come in on election night in her showdown with incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski. Alaska's Senate election looked to be headed to ranked choice tabulations Tuesday night. Chipica issued the following statement. "When we started this race almost 2 years ago, we knew it would be a long, tough fight, and it looks like it's not quite over yet. Everywhere I've gone over these last months, Alaskans told me that it's time for a change in the Senate. For too long, Alaskans have felt that this Senate seat was controlled by the Washington, D.C. insiders and not the people of Alaska. They're sick of their views being ignored by the D.C. establishment and tired of Alaska being singled out for punishment by the radical Biden administration. They want a senator who will fight for them when it really counts. During this campaign, we gave voice to those concerns and ran the best campaign we could on the issues that we know Alaskans care about." 3:45 a.m. ET. Another pro-abortion ballot initiative is expected to pass, this one in Michigan. 2:57 a.m. ET. Decision Desk HQ calls the Wisconsin Senate race for incumbent Republican Ron Johnson, defeating Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. 2:39 a.m. ET. Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, has won re-election in Wisconsin, defeating Republican Tim Michels. 2 a.m. ET. Republican Adam Laxalt addresses supporters in Las Vegas, predicting he will prevail against Democrat incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto. "We are exactly where we want to be in this race. We are going to win this race," he says. 1:58 a.m. ET. AP calls PA Senate race for Fetterman. Update 1:36 a.m. ET. Senator Mike Lee, a Republican, has defeated Evan McMullen to win his re-election bid in Utah. Update 1:26 a.m. ET. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, has won re-election in Michigan, defeating Republican Tudor Dixon. Update 1:18 a.m. ET. A California ballot measure to codify abortion rights in the state's constitution is cruising to victory. Update 1:11 a.m. ET. Several outlets, including NBC and Fox News, have called the Pennsylvania Senate race for Democrat John Fetterman. With an estimated 90% of the vote counted, Fetterman leads Mehmet Oz by 65,000 votes and 1.3 percentage points. Update 1:04 a.m. ET. Maine governor's race called for incumbent Democrat Janet Mills. Update 12:48 a.m. ET. Fox News calls TX34 race for Democrat Vicente Gonzalez over Republican Myra Flores. With an estimated 85% of the vote counted, Gonzalez leads by 11,000 votes and 8 percentage points. Update 12:47 a.m. ET. Stacey did it. She really did it. Update 12:19 a.m. ET. Warnock just took a slight lead in Georgia. Both candidates are at 49% as Warnock's lead is just a few hundred votes. With 89% reporting there, anything can happen. Update 12:14 a.m. ET. Meanwhile, in the GOP's pursuit for a U.S. House majority, Representative Steve Chabot, RO, has lost his re-election campaign. This comes as Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, currently trails her Democrat opponent Adam Frisch in Colorado, and Republicans are trying to close a tough path to the majority. The GOP still has the edge in enough seats to take it back, but the idea it is going to be the big majority Republicans were hoping for in the House is fading fast. Update 12:08 a.m. ET. A pathway to a U.S. Senate majority for Republicans has gotten much narrower, as Democrat John Fetterman holds a sizable lead over the GOP's Dr. Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania and Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, leads Republican Blake Masters by a big margin in Arizona. Nevada may determine the future of the nation, along with Georgia. Republican Herschel Walker currently leads in Georgia's U.S. Senate race, with 89% reporting, but at 49.1% Walker is under the 50% threshold to avoid a runoff. No results have posted yet in Nevada, but Republicans here are particularly confident, even if cautiously, that they just may pull it off. Former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, the GOP nominee for U.S. Senate here, has led Senator Kathy Cortez Masto, DNV, all year, and most polling in the data from votes cast so far is promising for the GOP as of yet. But given the overperformance of Democrats elsewhere nationwide, the tension here is building as Republicans hope to flip the seat, at which point all eyes would shift back east to Georgia to determine the Senate majority unless Oz or Masters pulls off a miracle comeback. Update 11:49 p.m. ET. With Georgia tight, and Democrats leading in Pennsylvania and Arizona, Nevada becomes all the more important for GOP chances at retaking the majority in the U.S. Senate. Here at the Adam Laxalt and Joe Lombardo Victory Party in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Red Rock Resort and Casino, hundreds are gathered anxiously awaiting the returns. Some local media say there are signs of hope for the GOP after a rough night in other battlegrounds here. Update 11:44 p.m. ET. AP calls New Hampshire for Maggie Hassan, and Tim Ryan announces he has conceded to J.D. Vance. Update 11:43 p.m. ET. Dr. Oz strikes a note of confidence while speaking to supporters. With an estimated 82% of the vote counted, Fetterman leads by 1.3% and 60,000 votes. Update 11:38 p.m. ET. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, says of the night's results, "Definitely not a Republican wave, that is for darn sure." Update 11:28 p.m. ET. AP calls Ohio for Vance, and Minnesota's governor race for incumbent Democrat Tim Walz. Update 11:24 p.m. ET. NBC says Democrat Patty Murray is projected to win her race in Washington with an estimated 53% of the vote counted. She currently leads Republican Tiffany Smiley by 250,000 votes and 15 percentage points. Update 11:21 p.m. ET. NBC calls NC Senate race for Republican Ted Budd. Update 11:15 p.m. ET. Multiple outlets have called New York's governor race for Democrat Kathy Hochul. With an estimated 54% of the vote counted, she leads Representative Lee Zeldin, R, by nearly 650,000 votes and 19 percentage points. Update 11:11 p.m. ET. Republican Brian Kemp is projected to win re-election in Georgia, according to several news outlets. Democrat Stacey Abrams has called him to concede, according to local media. Update 11:08 p.m. ET. In her victory speech, Sarah Huckabee Sanders quips that her election marks the first, to my knowledge, father and daughter governor anywhere in the country. Update 11:03 p.m. ET. A strong majority in Vermont, over 70% as of this moment, voted to codify abortion, phrased as an individual's right to personal reproductive autonomy, in the state's constitution. Update 11:02 p.m. ET. Ron DeSantis declares freedom is here to stay in his victory speech. Update 10:54 p.m. ET. First outlet to call Ohio for Republican J.D. Vance. Update 10:50 p.m. ET. NBC News says Maggie Hassan, a Democrat, has won re-election in New Hampshire. Update 10:44 p.m. ET. President Biden says he has already spoken with victorious candidates who he campaigned with. Update 10:40 p.m. ET. NBC News projects Michelle Lujan Grisham, a Democrat, and Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican, have won their respective re-elections. The AP has not called either race. Update 10:38 p.m. ET. Herschel Walker speaks to supporters in Georgia and suggests he may clear the 50% threshold to avoid a runoff by tomorrow morning. Update 10:35 p.m. ET. NBC News projects Josh Shapiro, a Democrat, will win Pennsylvania's governor race over Doug Mastriano. AP has not called this race yet. Update 10:33 p.m. ET. Decision Desk HQ and NBC News call VA7 for Democrat Abigail Spanberger, though AP has not yet called the race. Update 10:25 p.m. ET. Kevin Stitt, a Republican, has won the governor's race in Oklahoma. Update 10:19 p.m. ET. Eric Schmidt, a Republican, has won the U.S. Senate race in Missouri. Update 10:17 p.m. ET. Representative Elaine Luria, DVA, has lost re-election to GOP candidate Jen Kiggins, CNN projected. CNN also projected that Democrat Spanberger held on and won, defeating the GOP's Vega. Update 10 p.m. ET. Polls have closed in Nevada, Utah, and Montana now. Update 9:57 p.m. ET. GOP Governor Kristi Noem won re-election in South Dakota. Update 9:55 p.m. ET. Democrat Spanberger has retaken the lead in Virginia's 7th District, surging ahead by more than 5,000 votes. It looks very tough for Republican Vega to retake the lead here. Update 9:50 p.m. ET. Senator Michael Bennet, DCO, has won re-election. So has Vermont GOP Governor Phil Scott. Update 9:42 p.m. ET. In Georgia, Republican Herschel Walker has per the New York Times retaken the lead over incumbent Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock, but Walker is still under 50% for now. Update 9:40 p.m. ET. In Ohio, with 52% reporting, Republican J.D. Vance has taken the lead over Democrat Tim Ryan. Update 9:37 p.m. ET. Representative Abigail Spanberger, DVA, is on the verge of possible defeat as her GOP challenger Glee Vega leads her by nearly 2,500 votes with just 5 precincts left to report. Update 9:35 p.m. ET. Governor Brian Kemp, a Republican, has won re-election in Georgia, defeating Democrat Stacey Abrams. Update 9:30 p.m. ET. Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, has won re-election in Texas, defeating Democrat and former Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke. Update 9:15 p.m. ET. Democrat Seth Magaziner has won in Rhode Island's 2nd District per local news calls. Update 9:06 p.m. ET. With 65% reporting in North Carolina, Republican Ted Budd has taken the lead in the U.S. Senate race. Update 9:05 p.m. ET. In Georgia, Herschel Walker took a brief lead, then Warnock took it back with a huge dump from the Atlanta area. Update 9 p.m. ET. Polls have now closed in Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Mexico, New York, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Update 8:54 p.m. ET. Don't look now, but Warnock just dropped under 50% in Georgia as Walker continues the surge. Update 8:51 p.m. ET. Herschel Walker is closing very fast in Georgia. With just shy of 50% reporting now, he is at 48% and Warnock is at 50%. Update 8:45 p.m. ET. In Rhode Island's 2nd Congressional District, Republican Alan Fung is currently leading his Democrat opponent with north of 70% reporting there. This would be a massive GOP pickup if the Republicans get it. Update 8:39 p.m. ET. With about 14% reporting in New Hampshire's Senate race per the New York Times, Democrat incumbent Senator Maggie Hassan leads GOP challenger Don Bolduc by about 20,000 votes. This race will likely tighten. Update 8:36 p.m. ET. Sarah Huckabee Sanders has won the governor's mansion in Arkansas. Update 8:34 p.m. ET. In Georgia, with 38% in, Walker is closing fast on Warnock per the New York Times. Warnock's lead has been cut to single digits with lots of votes to come in from outside Atlanta. Update 8:32 p.m. ET. With only 5% in Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate race, Democrat John Fetterman is up big early, but most of this lead comes from Philadelphia and Pittsburgh per the New York Times. Also, per CNN, in Georgia, GOP Governor Brian Kemp has taken the lead over Democrat Stacey Abrams. Update 8:27 p.m. ET. With 19% in Ohio, Democrat Rep. Tim Ryan has an early lead over GOP nominee J.D. Vance in the Senate race. Expect this to tighten significantly and flip to Vance soon. Update 8:25 p.m. ET. Republican Governor Chris Sununu has won re-election in New Hampshire. Update 8:18 p.m. ET. Ana Paulina Luna has won in Florida's 13th district. Per CNN and other outlets, this is a pickup for Republicans and huge win for conservatives. Update 8:12 p.m. ET. Republican Katie Britt has won the U.S. Senate race in Alabama. Update 8:10 p.m. ET. AP has called Illinois both in the governor and Senate races for the Democrats. The AP has also called Connecticut's U.S. Senate race for Senator Dick Blumenthal, DCT. Update 8:06 p.m. ET. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, has won election to the U.S. Senate. Senator James Lankford, ROK, has also won re-election. Update 8:03 p.m. ET. Some are calling Florida's 13th district for Ana Paulina Luna. Update 8:02 p.m. ET. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican, and Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, have both won re-election. Update 8 p.m. ET. Polls have now closed in Pennsylvania, Alabama, Connecticut, Delaware, all of Florida, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Missouri, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, Tennessee, and Washington, D.C. Update 7:56 p.m. ET. The left and establishment media are panicking in Nevada right now. Update 7:52 p.m. ET. Republican Hung Cao has a massive lead over Democrat Jennifer Wexton in the Northern Virginia-based 10th Congressional District. Only 17% of precincts are reporting here. But if he holds on, this would be a very bad sign for Democrats. Update 7:48 p.m. ET. Representative Jim Banks, RN, a rising party star, has won re-election. Update 7:47 p.m. ET. In Georgia, the GOP's Herschel Walker is closing fast on Democrat Senator Warnock with 17% of the vote in. Walker trails by only about 100,000 votes. Warnock is at 56.5% and Walker is at 42%. Update 7:43 p.m. ET. The first votes are coming in North Carolina, and Democrat Sherry Beasley has an early lead. This is mostly early votes, though, so expect that to evaporate soon. Update 7:41 p.m. ET. With 63% in Florida, DeSantis is blowing Crist away. The GOP governor has 55.6% to Crist's 43.8%. This is going to very likely be called very soon. Update 7:39 p.m. ET. In Florida, with 59% reporting, Rubio has a nearly 400,000 vote lead over Demings. He leads 53.5% to her 45.5%. The panhandle hasn't even started coming in yet, and that is likely to be even redder. Update 7:32 p.m. ET. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, a Republican, has won re-election. Update 7:30 p.m. ET. Polls have now closed in Ohio, North Carolina, and West Virginia as well. Update 7:25 p.m. ET. Republicans are currently leading in Virginia's 2nd, 7th, and 10th congressional districts. Results are still early, but all three of these would be pickups for the GOP if they can lock them in. The 10th is particularly difficult for Republicans, as this district is in the D.C. suburbs. Update 7:22 p.m. ET. Portland is bracing for a bad night for the left. Update 7:17 p.m. ET. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, has won re-election. Update 7:11 p.m. ET. DeSantis is now in the lead in Florida and it's a big one. So is Rubio. Update 7:10 p.m. ET. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, has won re-election. Update 7:09 p.m. ET. With 1% of the vote in Georgia, Senator Warnock, DGA, has a lead over the GOP's Herschel Walker, but it is very early. In Florida, both Representative Val Demings, DFL, and Democrat Charlie Crist have early leads over GOP Senator Marco Rubio and GOP Governor Ron DeSantis. Still early, and most of this lead is due to Broward County. Update 7:07 p.m. ET. Zeldin is apparently outperforming expectations in the Albany area in New York. Update 7:05 p.m. ET. AP calls it for Tim Scott too. Update 7:04 p.m. ET. Representative Peter Welch, DVT, has won the Vermont U.S. Senate race. Update 7 p.m. ET. CNN has projected Senator Tim Scott, RSC, has won re-election. Update 7 p.m. ET. Polls have now closed in all of Kentucky and Indiana, parts of Florida, and in Georgia, South Carolina, Vermont, and Virginia. Results are expected imminently. Update 6:54 p.m. ET. Turnout numbers in Arizona, despite issues in Maricopa County, are looking very strong for Republicans. Update 6:50 p.m. ET. A former Obama staffer is warning Florida Democrats that they must reset or go extinct after what is expected to be a historic drubbing in that state. Update 6:48 p.m. ET. Georgia is looking really strong for Republicans. Update 6:43 p.m. ET. The left is cannibalizing itself. Update 6:42 p.m. ET. It is looking really bad for Democrats in the exit polls. Their claims of democracy being at risk are non-existent, sending CNN into a tailspin. Update 6:30 p.m. ET. In New York, where Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, faces Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul in the governor's race, turnout is up in the rural suburbs and down in the cities outside New York City. Also, Long Island and Staten Island apparently have high turnout too. While these are not official results yet, these data seem to bode well for Zeldin's chances against Hochul. Update 6:25 p.m. ET. There is a rainbow over Los Angeles right now. Update 6:24 p.m. ET. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still projecting that Democrats will hold the House majority. While Pelosi is still remaining ever the good partisan soldier, President Biden has, according to CNN, come to the realization that Democrats are likely to lose the House. Update 6:20 p.m. ET. Things are looking bleak for Democrats based off turnout numbers reporting so far per partisan breakdowns in states like Florida and Nevada. Update 6:15 p.m. ET. Exit polls look horrendous for Democrats. Update 6:13 p.m. ET. Polls in parts of Indiana and Kentucky are now closed. The rest of those states close at 7 p.m. ET, as well as the polls in Georgia, Vermont, Virginia, and South Carolina. Results should start coming in shortly after 7 p.m. ET.